It's Friday night, and it's time to party. Keep with the beat, don't be retarded. Put on the pants, my mama gave.
Hey guys, what's up? This is Adam from the Working Title Podcast, Episode 1. Here with us, we have Matt.
Hey, what's up?
We got Laura.
Hey, everybody.
Angel.
Hey, guys.
And we've got Dave.
What's up, guys?
Alright, so basically, this is just a run-through of what we're going to do. First off, you know, we've got introductions. So, again, I'm Adam, and we've got Matt, Laura, Angel, and Dave, who may be regulars. Some of us on the board may come from time to time to talk with us. You know, we've got people from Spain, we've got Australians, Canadians, we've got one Norwegian, he's crazy. We may have them on from time to time, guest speakers, be lots of fun. So, basically, what we thought we would talk about first is what games we are playing or have recently played, and, you know, just general thoughts on what, you know, I've thought about the games. So, I'm going to start off. Recently, I just finished Trauma Center for Wii. I started that way back when it first came out, and I never really got around to finishing it, but I'm glad that I did, because it was actually a lot of fun. It was more fun than I thought it was at first. You know, I just kind of, I got bored with it really quickly, but then when I got back into it, you know, I got into the story a little bit, and some, I got more advanced controls, you know, like the star, forget what it's called off the top of my head, but no. Is that, does the new one have co-op?
I guess.
The new blood?
Is that
okay, well, I'm talking about Second Opinion, which is the first one for Wii, which is the remake of the DS one.
Didn't you get that when you first got your Wii?
Yeah, I did. I actually got that a few days before the Wii came out.
That's probably his first game he's finished.
I got that, and
and you just finished it?
Yeah, no, because, like, I started it, and then I had, you know, all these other Wii games that I had to play, and now there's finally a lull in stuff right before Smash Brothers, and so I'm trying to finish as many things as I can.
You know, wait, Mario, so you finished Sonic Red Steel?
So that's probably... No, I actually haven't finished Red Steel. I've got, I think, like, two more missions left, though.
Dude, you should buy one game, and...
Red Steel was pretty good.
Is it a complete
I should.
Is it just a port over to the Wii, or is there any differences between the Wii and the DS version?
No, it's basically it's a port. I mean, you've got better visuals, you've got the different controls since you're using the Wiimote and the nunchuck instead of the stylus. And then I think like the main thing they added is the shock therapy that you use, because you have like forward thrust motion with the Wii that you don't have with the DS.
Awesome,
so
thrust motion.
I think that's really the only thing they added.
Yeah. Anything's better once you add thrust motion.
Yeah. That's legally true.
Totally. Innuendos in the first 5 minutes. Good job, guys. So, that's pretty much
me on it.
The only thing. So, I think that does it for me. That's really what I've been playing recently, since I haven't really been playing games too much, unfortunately. So, Matt, why don't you go ahead and tell us about your games?
Well, I've actually just been playing really on Xbox Live. So I've been playing Halo 3 and Gears of War a lot. And, those are pretty much the only two games I've been playing at all.
No Call of Duty for you?
Nice.
I've been playing Call of Duty, or I rented it, and I just played the single player, because I just rented it, and I don't know, I thought the game sucked, though.
Really? I thought the single player...
Well, it didn't suck. It was... ridiculous. Right. Like, it was trying to make me hate it the entire time. It just was trying to...
Okay. Explain in detail how this works.
Frustrate me. Well, the thing is, it's just like, it's so, like, the enemy's responding, and your retarded teammates, it's just, it's like, your teammates won't move forward unless you move forward, and even though you're not commander of the squad most of the time, it didn't really make any sense, and there's, like, infinitely responding enemies, so you can't, like, kill some guys in a building and then run in and be safe. Like, there's still, like, 30 guys in there somehow, even though you like, call a helicopter strike on a building, and there'll still be guys pouring out of it.
I think the way they had it set up, though, is unless you move forward. I know, when I played, I thought that was stupid, too, because I immediately played on veteran.
Yeah, me too. That's what I did.
Yeah, unless you move into a building, I don't think the enemies stop respawning until you actually move into it.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Unless you get to your checkpoint.
The worst was the helicopter. There's a gunner in a helicopter, and I spent maybe 20 minutes shooting at this guy and keep on killing the gunner. Because every time I'd move out into the open, he'd shoot me. And every time I killed him, he'd immediately respond. So it's just like, what do I do?
I thought the game had some pretty awesome moments. I mean, spoilers but here, did, but the nuclear
the whole
launch
the
was
ghillie
awesome.
Suit thing, though.
No, oh,
the
ghillie suit. That was the best part of the whole
game.
The best, yeah.
That was really excellently done. A sniper mission, that was so awesome.
Yeah.
I think that was the best mission I ever played in my life.
Actually, you know, the American levels for me were actually better
sucked.
Than the...
Oh, really? I liked the British levels more because you felt more co-op.
That's why I didn't like them, because you relied too much on your teammates that were retarded. Like, I would have liked them if the teammates could function on their own and actually help you. But
I
didn't.
I liked the American levels. It felt like there was too much going on around you, though. I mean, it was badass, but it was just too much going on around you, in my opinion. I liked the British levels, especially, the sniping mission is probably one of the best missions I've ever played in any game.
That's definitely the best level out of the whole. Or the best two levels or whatever it was.
So,
okay,
only live for you.
So how about it's online?
Oh, I didn't really play the online. I played, split screen deathmatch. And, the split screen deathmatch actually, for two people, that was actually really fun. Like, it was a blast.
Well, Call of Duty 4 probably has the deepest online of any of the games right now because of the customizable weapons, ranks, you can, special abilities for your character. It's got a ton of crap.
Yeah, but I can't afford it, so I'm never going to play it online.
Yeah.
Oh, and I also...
Wait, you got to buy this extra stuff?
What? No. I haven't bought the game. I only rented it.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
I
thought you meant you didn't have money to spend on the extra stuff.
No.
Gotcha.
I also played and beat Mass Effect recently, and that is a very good game.
I love Mass Effect. There.
How long did it take you to beat it?
That only took me like 14 hours or so. But I didn't really do any of the side quests.
Doing any submission too.
Yeah, because I was about to say that's pretty quick.
Yeah, I'm gonna play through it again, definitely.
Cool.
Okay, so Angel or Dave or whoever.
That's Laura. Oh,
isn't Laura.
Laura.
Oh, Laura. Whatever.
Yeah.
My turn.
Yes, ma'am.
Your turn, Laura.
Is it what we've been playing, Lee?
Yeah.
Played,
were you listening?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
just a quick side note here. We're all doing this over.
What?
Well, why?
The next one's gonna be scripted.
Okay. We're all doing this over Skype. So we're not. It's not like we're all in the same room. So if there's breaks or silences, that's why. It's because we have no fucking idea what we're doing. Excuse my
language. And we're retarded.
Let me edit this.
Yeah, we can.
I have the power.
Oh, I have the power.
I have the power. We have the power.
By the
okay,
power
so
base.
Go, Laura.
It can
go.
Be a team effort. All right. Yes. So anyway,
okay.
Laura,
okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, lately I've been playing Devil May Cry 4 and Guitar Hero 3, and
nice.
I really, really love Devil May Cry 4. I think it's an awesome game. I haven't finished it yet. And I thought I'd be, I was kind of disappointed at first that I didn't get to play as Dante. You start out as Nero, but he's actually a cool character, so I really like it.
He looks really? Exactly like Dante, so that's a plus. Because
I thought he was fancy.
I think he's cool. I don't know what happens.
In my opinion,
I don't know
Nero,
what happens yet, so.
Like, Dante has those quick, quirks, he just says things, just... It sounds so awesome, but for Nero, he tries to say things, and you're like, no, you just fail at it.
He's not a real person.
Well, I like
they
Nero's.
Have to write those lines.
What's his arm called? Is Devil Bringer?
Double arm.
Yeah, I like that. It makes the game. I don't know. I've been playing Go ahead, sorry.
No, like, without it though, Nero is so slow though. Like, it takes forever to walk to an enemy if you can't reach him with the double arm. It pisses me off so much. I don't know. I like Dante a lot more because of the different move sets and the different, you know, ability sets and all that kind of stuff. Like Nero, it's very cool with the double arm, but once you get past that, his moves really don't, you know, please me as much as Dante's though.
I do think that Dante has way cooler weapons, like the I don't know how far you guys have gotten, but the Pandora box. Have you guys gotten that? It's really cool.
I have no.
Have you guys even been playing this game?
I don't even have this game.
Oh, I thought you had it, Angel.
I want it, but I just haven't had a chance to go out and buy it. Plus, I've been playing like 80 other different games. I haven't had any chance to do that either.
Do you guys have Guitar Hero 3?
Yeah. No, I hate that game.
I got Rockman.
Of course, everybody's got that.
Can't stand Guitar Hero.
You guys get? Can you guys get past the medium level? I can't get past that level.
Medium is easier than any of the previous Guitar Heroes. It's hard.
So you guys can do it on the hard?
Yeah, the problem
No, I can't do it on hard because hard is harder than any other Guitar Heroes. they were really stupid.
We'll see. I'm stuck on hard.
No, but I'm not joking.
On hard, I'm stuck on the last tier. I think I've got two more songs left, like one and one of the other ones. I don't know. I've beaten two out of the four.
You can do it
hard,
on hard,
so
Adam?
I'm kind of stuck there.
I can do it on hard,
Yeah, most
too.
Of them.
I consider when I can't do something, which I can't perfect the song. I can't perfect songs much on hard very good. Because the way they made it, it's not the same as like Guitar Hero 2 or Guitar Hero 1. Like, medium and Guitar Hero 3 is like extremely easy. Like, I'm just sitting there bored because the hammer-ons are so extremely easy. And
well, that's because it's gotten progressively harder.
Yeah, but as soon as you hit hard mode, though, it's like play on expert and original Guitar Heroes.
No, but I mean, like, for each game, it gets progressively harder because they have more experience, you know, making the songs and making.
Yeah, I don't think they should do that though, because there's some people who might just pick up Guitar Hero 3 because of the song list in that game. They like it.
Right? No, you're right. Who cares? Like, Guitar Hero 3 is definitely much harder than the previous two. But like, I've been playing a lot of Rock Band because my friends and I got it. We split the price, so we've got like everything. But you know, like playing that a lot, I feel like I've gotten better because I went back with Guitar Hero the other day and actually, you know, I did a bunch of harder songs that I previously thought were hard, and you know, they were actually pretty easy. But I've also realized that I like the guitar or the Rock Band guitar like more than the Guitar Hero one, just because the notes or the frets are much closer together. And I feel like it's a lot easier to hit them, but then like with the Guitar Hero, you know, I feel like my hand is stretching to hit all of the notes, and it actually hurts after a while, like just holding it.
Yeah, that's my problem. Is it hurts my little finger to hit the blue and the orange, so that's why I can't do the hard.
Yeah,
I keep my fingers in the middle of the hole in the middle of the green. Like before the green and after, so my three fingers are resting on the red, yellow, and blue. So all I have to do is just move my fingers up one or down one.
Has tried the
That's clever.
The 80s version Guitar Hero for the 80s.
No, I had given up on my PS2 by then.
It was okay.
Is it out for the Wii? I can't remember.
No.
The 80s.
It's only PS2.
The only one that's out for the Wii is 3.
Oh, that sucks. I'm going to throw my Wii.
No, but then there's the whole thing about the Guitar Hero 3 for Wii being in mono, and Activision, you know, saying that they're going to send out replacement discs, but I haven't heard anything about that in, like, a few months, so I'm kind of wondering if they're still planning on doing that or not.
My friend has it, and he had that problem, and he called them, and they said that they would send him a new copy, but he had to send his copy in. And he didn't want to send it in because he's so obsessed with the game. But they said that they would.
Yeah.
You just have to send your copy in first.
So he wants them to fix it, but doesn't want to do anything about it.
He wants them to fix it, but won't let it go.
Let me guess, he's a hippie.
How'd you know?
I just You can sense these things.
It's a good guess.
All my friends are hippies.
Okay, so who's next?
Angel?
I am. I've been kind of busy with games. I subscribed to Gamefly, so I've been getting them like...
Oh, Mario, so I bet. Mario?
Lots of Mario.
I just got that one a couple weeks ago. And that's that was pretty... I think it's better than 64.
How do you like it?
I think it's better than 64.
I'm going to agree with you on that one.
I don't cool. think it is.
I absolutely think... And the only thing I don't like about it is that they really didn't... I don't think use the Wii Remote as much as they possibly could.
No, the game like definitely could have been...
Well, on. That's because...
The whole game could have been on GameCube. Just say it.
It could have been on GameCube. It's like if they ported it over Twilight Princess again.
I don't know, because I think the spin
well,
move...
Well, I mean...
The spin move is like... That's like, would it have to have been an extra button press or something, and...
Yeah, but the spin move is
it feels very natural.
It's not something that you need to have in the game, though. I mean, it's not.
You use it for a lot of the different powers and stuff.
No, I understand.
I'd rather have it kicking back.
But I think he's saying like you could, right? You could replace it with the kicking or the punching. But
you
guys are saying, that they didn't use enough of the Wiimote, but then you're criticizing the one thing they did do with it.
I didn't mind it. That was Dave.
I loved it. I mean, I played. I played the whole game at GameStop because I didn't have my Wii at that time.
Tell us your story.
Wait on that.
Well, because we're discussing Super Mario.
Dave, tell us.
I sat in a GameStop for 7 hours and played the whole game because I didn't have my Wii at the moment. And they got really pissed off at me, but I bought something, so they couldn't kick me out.
Yeah, I imagine.
Don't you guys think that game kind of forced you to like? It was too linear. Like it didn't let you explore as much as Mario 64. That's the only thing I didn't like about that game.
No, not at all.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
Like,
I didn't like that.
Not at all.
Yeah, that's what I hated about game.
I didn't mind it. There's one thing I wish is I wish the castle was like explorable.
Well, I think...
Did you guys get 121 stars?
No.
Because, or actually, you don't even need 120, but did you get enough so that you could get Mario's power-up, like his flying suit?
Because that
allowed you to explore the spaceship, you know, more. But, you know, I get what you're saying, because it's not as big as the castle was in 64, or even, Delfini Plaza in Sunshine.
It seems like they even modeled the whole castle there. But you just couldn't. You just couldn't go because it was,
you know,
in
was
space
awesome?
Or whatever.
Would have been awesome if they had, at the end, if you could enter Princess Peach's castle and go through every level, Super Mario 64.
Man,
that would have been awesome.
That would be amazing.
But you know, I think instead of doing that, they made it so you can play as Luigi. Because, you know, back when 64 was out, you know, everybody wanted to play as Luigi. There was rumors everywhere. There were, like, cheats out there from Game Shark and whatever.
Yeah, nothing better to do than try to play as Luigi.
No, but it's like...
Different color suit. Yay.
No,
exactly.
They made up for it because everybody during 64 wanted to play as Luigi just because there were so many rumors out there. Everybody thought it was possible, but nobody could do it. So I think that's why they made it in... Galaxy.
No, I think it's cool.
Is there anything different about Luigi?
But, you know,
it's just
he runs
yeah,
faster
he's
and jump
faster.
Higher.
He's got less traction. Right.
He's like,
and didn't you guys hate the
and you
the
know they've got
challenges?
Little...
I do hate them. Yes.
Which ones
I've
are those?
Done two, well, and I hate all of them.
There are.
I want
like
the
red
points.
There are a few. There are a few of them that are. Really obnoxious.
Oh, those ones are
like,
hard.
The one that I can think of off the top of my head. Yeah, just what's the level called? The ice level?
I don't know.
Anybody? Nobody?
Icy World.
Well,
I don't.
That one took me a good hour to beat because there was, I don't know. I wasted a few lives on it, but a few times I got to like 99, 98. And there were just like those one or two that I couldn't find, and it was just obnoxious. I couldn't find them forever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like you know,
the second time through when I did it with Luigi.
Have you guys ever tried playing with the second person?
Yes, with you. Yes, I was trying to bring that up the entire time. It's amazing.
It is awesome. A lot of fun, yeah.
Yeah, but don't you hate it when you collect all those little star bits and then your partner shoots them all? What? And then you don't want them to.
Well,
see, that's why you don't play with
partner,
somebody that's mean. Or
only if you have a retarded partner.
Yeah.
I had a retarded partner, apparently.
Well. Surprise, surprise.
My brother was, like, just holding down enemies so they wouldn't attack me, which is great.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Exactly.
There's actually
and we were trying to do the timing for, like, the super jump.
In one of the Bowser levels, when he shoots fireballs, you can hit him with one of his own fireballs and stun him as the second player.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Yeah. We
that's
found
another
that out
thing.
The
sweet.
Another thing
I didn't like
about that game was that the Bowser levels were all the same. Like, you pretty much did the same thing for every boss
fight. The last one
incorporated everything.
It was awesome.
Wasn't that exactly the same as 64, though? I mean, 64 was the same exact way, though.
Yeah, it was.
Exactly.
No, all of the Mario games have always had the same Bowser fights.
Yeah.
Like, I can't think of a single one that has,
so that's
you know,
why
like,
I didn't hold it against it. I mean, it was fun, though. It was still fun.
That's, right, that's not really something you can complain about.
Yeah.
Laura.
Shut up.
But that game was amazing. That's, I mean, just the entire time
great.
I was playing
that
game, and obviously I loved
amazing.
It since I played it. Right. It's definitely one of the best, if not the best, on the Wii thus far. You know,
definitely.
60 frames per second, again, excellent specs.
I'm just saying, though.
Very smooth polygons.
I mean, I think the game is fantastic.
What are you saying, Dave?
They did a great job with the game. But I think there could have been a GameCube version. I swear.
But.
I think there could have been a GameCube version.
No. That would have been
no,
stupid.
I don't think so. No. I understand that.
First of all,
the GameCube wouldn't be able to handle it.
Yeah, that's what
I'm
thinking.
But, you know, aside from that, I can see that you can understand or that you can say that there could have been a version for it for the GameCube just because, you know, it's not so Wii-specific that it couldn't have been on anything else. But technically, the GameCube could not have handled it. It couldn't have handled the graphics. It couldn't have done the physics. They were basically shaping up to it, like, during the GameCube's life with Sunshine, you know, the whole Mario 128. They incorporated stuff into that with Sunshine. They did it with Pikmin. I can't think of any other games that they used, but those were really, like, just all building up to Mario Galaxy. Because Miyamoto had this idea, and the director of Galaxy, I can't remember his name, but he was saying in one of his interviews that, like, you know, they wanted, before Sunshine came out, they wanted to try to incorporate, you know, like, spheroid kind of worlds, and they just couldn't get it to work on the GameCube, so.
Okay, well,
but,
we're spending forever talking about this.
Yeah,
so
okay,
Dave.
So it's my turn. Move
yeah,
on to
anyway.
Me.
What do you mean?
Go, Dave.
You're
go,
the one
Dave.
They killed everything.
So right now, I am playing Lost Odyssey.
Okay,
okay
anyway,
nobody,
so back to what I was
cares.
Saying.
Yeah.
So I'm also playing Assassin's Creed, which is great. No one mentioned.
Yes, yes.
What else?
I want that game. Is that a good game?
Amazing. It is a great game. Yes.
Hell yes.
Get it. It is
beautiful.
I like the game. I thought the combat was really bad, though.
Combat's amazing.
What are you talking about?
Really?
Dude?
That's
like,
what
you do. It's like, that's what I'm trying to say. It's like one attack. You're like, hit them with the sword. Wait for another guy to hit you. Hit them with the sword.
No, I think the most ingenious thing they did about that game is the way that they explain the controls. You know, like, Y controls your head, X and B control your arms, and then A controls your feet. That's just, that's amazing. I mean, I've never seen that in a game before. It's just so simple.
And it works very well.
Wait, you have four different controls?
Yeah, it does.
Four different buttons to control your body parts?
No.
It's not that hard, but
just,
like
yeah, exactly. Like,
but it makes sense. Like, you know, why does
like look at a 360 controller?
you know, like you I think a triangle.
I mean, just look at a controller and it looks like a person.
You know,
like the top button does your head, the two side buttons do your arm, and the bottom button do your feet.
And then, like,
I mean, you can't really get.
Right? Is it the same for the PS3?
Yeah, it's same way.
Button layout.
Yeah, it's worse because
just triangle, X, circle, and square.
Yeah.
Right.
But it works well, and it controls decently. I mean, there are times it gets a little trouble. Trying to climb up, you don't know what the hell. But it's a lot of fun.
So are you pretty much just wandering through a city trying to kill people?
No, you have objectives. It's kind of like if you ever played Need for Speed Underground 2, where you have like the beacon set up where you have to go to drive through the sections of the city. Basically, you can set that up in the.
Wait, so there are cars in Assassin's Creed?
Yeah, exactly. There's cars. No, but if you ever played, there's an overworld and you have objectives set up and you just like actually set your markers so you actually get to them. Like it tells you how far away
in your car,
and you have to. Riding your horse.
You get to soup up your horse? Does it get underglow?
You get to ride a horse?
Yeah. You get a horse right from the get-go.
Yes! I'm getting it.
Okay. Wow.
Sweet.
I'm just telling you though, Laura, the PS3 version has lots of glitches in my X.
Oh, really? I didn't hear about that.
Yes.
That sucks.
And the 360 version has all the exclusive stuff too, right?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not rich enough to buy a 360.
You go with the 360
now, so.
Version.
But you bought a PS3 first.
Rich enough
please, shut up.
No, I robbed a homeless man and stole his PS3, okay?
It still makes no sense.
Yeah, well,
the
homeless man
still get a 360. We all know that homeless people love 360. It's made in USA.
The homeless man would have gotten a 360 because it could have heated him at the same time.
Go on, guys. We have like a million topics. Next game.
Well, you guys get all your money together. All right. We'll buy me
anything else, Angel?
Anything else you're playing? Lost Odyssey is very good. I haven't played a game RPG like that since like Final Fantasy X. It's really that good. The storyline is fantastic. I mean, really. I mean, did you guys like Final Fantasy X?
No, not really.
I
did.
It's okay.
Actually, it's more towards maybe like Final Fantasy VI. More, if you want to put on detail, like 6. Anybody play 6?
Let's see which Final Fantasy game is everybody like. Is it like Final Fantasy 7?
Oh my god!
It's like 7, yes.
If it's like 7, I'm going to go out and buy it.
If you said 9, I'll put it like actually. It's probably the closest to 9 out of anything because it's what.
Okay. Now I'm going to go get it now. Thank you.
It's basically it's like every Final Fantasy up to 11. Actually up to 10, because 9 was the last one that Taguchi actually made.
Every single Final Fantasy up to 10, everyone is completely different. So it's like all those in one.
No, but I'm talking about the battle system and the character design, the story wise.
Story.
I'm sorry.
No belts? Are there like the characters have a lot of belts?
Belts? You mean like wearing belts and stuff like that, or?
Yeah, because
like notches.
Final Fantasy X, I think, that's when they started getting a lot of belts.
You mean the sphere and stuff like that?
8 had a lot of belts.
Did 8 have a lot of belts? I don't know.
Yeah, 8 did have a lot of belts.
It's
a
ridiculous amount of belts.
Irvin had a lot
Final
of belts.
Fantasy. I don't know why.
There's only two things.
It's the new fashion.
Is that what you look for when you go to buy a game? You make sure nobody's wearing any belts?
Yeah,
this has to be the most tangent ever in life.
Basically, the
literally has to be the dumbest tangent ever.
You guys ever play Pac-Man? No belts.
No belts.
Belt at all.
I'm beltless.
This guy's not like Zelda, though. I mean, Link usually wears belts.
He has one belt. That's one belt is enough.
Yeah, he's got like 2 or 3.
No, one.
No, he's got the one around his waist, and then he's got one for his sword, and then he's
that's
got another one coming off for his bag.
Those aren't belts.
They're straps.
Yeah, they are.
Those are leather straps and buckles. There's a difference.
Final Fantasy characters actually
there's
have
a difference. I'm sorry.
Back on topic. the storyline is fantastic.
Yeah, Matt, we have so much to talk about. Come on.
Yeah. The storyline is fantastic. The fighting is a lot like, I would put it like 7 through 9, the fighting style. You know,
turn-based?
Choosing.
Is it real time or is it?
No, it's you call it the random battles like
turn-based.
Yeah, turn-based.
Oh, like random like. Okay,
oh,
what's up?
Oh, that's
screen.
That's
crackling.
Awful.
Hmm?
Wait, random battles.
You know where?
Dun, 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 dun,
yeah, basically.
Dun, dun.
Yeah.
Yes, random battle. Got
random
it.
Battle. Because you know, no, really, no. I mean, I play 12, and I'll admit, 12 is the worst in the series, in my opinion, because it's basically like it's a massive multiplayer online RPG, single player, basically. Though that's all.
Actually,
12 is.
That didn't kill it. The storyline killed it. It was.
Oh,
so
but
I
mean,
hate
I think
Halo.
It
was horrible.
It had some. It had some decent
belt.
Characters.
Like,
except for Balthier. I thought Balthier's cool.
I kind of gave up on the game because I was bored. The storyline didn't catch me at all. And the battle system was terrible. I hated it in 12.
Lost Odyssey.
But Lost Odyssey. It's what 11 and 12 should have been. But
it's what you
fit. It's good because it's very interesting. Like some of your characters are immortal, which means they can't die. So during the battles, if they die, they'll be rezzed within 3 turns automatically. It's
wow.
Pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
So
and that does.
So it's noob proof.
That does mess up like.
No, because the game is.
Yeah, how do you lose?
Hard. I got wiped by the first boss 4 times in a row.
Level grind.
But how do you lose?
I that's what I did. I went back and leveled, but I haven't played a game that hard in a long time. Where it's very skill wise. You have to place your characters in certain formations with like the spellcasters in the back and more tanks in the front because the characters in the front will take more damage than the ones in the back and actually protect the ones in the back. So it's very strategy wise. Also,
yeah,
you're immortal.
Final Fantasy 11 days.
Yeah, and your immortal character. Your immortal character can't learn skills. They have to learn skills from mortal characters. So you have to chain link skills between. It's very
like
cool.
Guys
like,
with recharge
sounds like a pain in the ass. Actually,
no, it's not a pain in the ass. It's very interesting because you can custom because since your immortals can't learn skills, you can customize them with separate skills from different characters. Of because they so they can use black magic and they can use white magic or they can use swords.
Hey.
Sword
this is Black History Month. It's African American
witchcraft.
You know, I knew you were going to put Black History Month.
Ass. I don't want to offend.
It's true, but compared to Miss Walker's first RPG,
oh,
Blue Dragon,
it kicks Blue Dragon's ass. I hated Blue Dragon.
I rented Blue Dragon from GameFly, and I tried playing like 35 hours of it, and I was like, enough. I can't.
Trust me. It's like $20 a month, right?
Yeah.
It's so cheap. Do we get money, like, for saying that?
I do. Yeah. I do.
Guys, GameFly is great. It's great.
We get it. Everyone.
It's like back when Dave was on his Bioshock payroll.
Oh, yeah.
My Bioshock payroll.
God.
Literally announced by, like, every 5
Oh, my
seconds.
God, guys, Bioshock. Bioshock is the best game ever.
Bioshock.
No idea.
Bioshock.
It's not even
Shock.
Out yet. But oh my god,
Bioshock.
But yeah,
okay.
It's a lot better. Than, it's
a
ton better than Blue Dragon.
Max
they get a Mac.
Can we start? Can we start talking about games of 08 now?
Yes, let's start talking about games of 08.
All right, Smash
let's
Brothers.
Let's start with Smash Brothers.
Smash Brothers.
Yes. All right, Smash Brothers.
It's a game.
Smash Brothers.
Yay, Smash Brothers. Sorry.
Is it true that Mega Man's going to be in Smash Brothers? That's what I've heard.
I heard he's going to be for the American version.
I've heard that.
Only American version.
Oh, yeah, that's right, with the download content.
That's going to piss a lot of Japanese people off.
Who are you guys most excited to see in that game?
No.
I'm actually so excited to see the return of Mr. Game & Watch.
I'm excited to see Snake.
For me, it'd have to be...
I think Olimar.
Snake, yeah.
Oh, Wario,
Angel,
too.
You said yours, Matt.
Wario.
I'm actually on
Wario for you.
I'm actually, what?
Hmm? Who am I most excited
Dave,
to
Dave, who are you looking forward to?
I'll probably say Snake, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, for me, I'm just going to probably say it's Sonic, just because I freaked out when I saw that on Dojo. Like, it was 8 o'clock in the morning, my roommate was sleeping, and I literally screamed out loud when I saw it. And
then, did you scream like a girl out?
But Olimar is definitely...
And then
I did.
You wet yourself.
Very much so. Almost. You know, I messaged, like, everybody I knew, like, oh my god, yeah, Sonic's in the game, I know, oh my god.
I remember, because I left my computer
I'm looking
on,
forward to
sleeping, all of a sudden I hear a clink, 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 I'm like, I wake up, walk over to my computer.
Dave, wake up!
Exactly. I walk over to my computer.
Sonic!
Sonic! I'm like, oh, okay, thank you, Adam. I'm like, I'll talk to you about this in the morning. But he had to notify everybody.
That's just great,
existence.
Because, like, I don't know. Because it seems like I'm the only one who remembers this somehow. I don't know. But you guys don't seem to. But
yes,
it's just that Mario and Sonic.
Yes, I know.
Yes, they were the biggest rivals, you know, when the SNES and Genesis were out.
Yeah,
you know, the two big systems, two big company characters.
Yeah.
They had, like, commercials with them, and they had, like... I remember seeing, like, some news program where they were, like, interviewing Mario and Sonic with the heads of the companies. And it, I don't know, it's just this big rivalry.
Yeah,
it's more than just, like, the characters. It's the rivalry between the companies.
Yeah, but
and now,
that's
you know, they actually get to fight against
Sega
each other.
Sega sucks now. I mean, not Sega, but Sonic really. I mean, I will admit, Sonic sucks now. There's not been a
Sonic
good Sonic game since Adventure. What?
No, that game was pretty bad.
Yeah, Adventure was...
The last.
No,
game
I
Sonic
loved
game.
Adventure.
That's my...
Did you guys try
next,
the Sonic
next
game
Next
for
to
the
Sonic 3, that's...
Oh, the
yes,
the
Sonic
real
and
game?
The
Sonic. That was pretty bad.
It sucks.
Yeah, Sonic.
It was okay.
I got that. No surprise. I really didn't like it.
Sonic for the 360? Now there is a bad game.
Oh my god, that is horrible.
Dude, I couldn't get out of the freaking, like...
The graphics...
Like, the home level. I couldn't get out of it.
The graphics were amazing,
exactly.
But, you know, they've got the same issue with all the 3D Sonics. It's just the camera and the controls.
I think they actually made the camera worse.
Why can't they make a good camera? I mean, what is so hard about it?
No, they did.
Why can't they make a good camera?
I mean, you're moving so fast.
I understand that, but I mean,
yeah.
No,
you're moving so fast.
Give it to Nintendo.
Yeah, but like, they have a good camera in racing.
Yeah, but here's the thing: they also try to incorporate the 2D aspects of Sonic. You know, like with fixed cameras.
You know what?
So
make
like,
a 2D Sonic.
Have a camera follow
you,
and then all of a sudden,
go full like a console rush. That's what you gotta do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how did Sonic end up getting into Smash Brothers? Did they just...
Sega sold out again.
Well, not sold out. I mean, look, think about this.
No,
I wasn't really that excited for it because I kind of expected it ever since Sonic Adventure was ported over to GameCube. Sonic Adventure 2 was the first one.
Right.
So, like, you know, it kind of... And then all these other, you know, Sonic Heroes and all that. So it's like... You know, you expected it to happen, and if it didn't happen, you would have been like, Nintendo's stupid, and Sega's stupid.
But
like,
you know, like,
Sonic being in it.
Sega's been working with Nintendo for so long now, because, I mean, you know, the Dreamcast went down, and the GameCube was coming up, and Sega actually helped Nintendo with the GameCube. I mean, if you look at the GameCube, just physically, you can see, like, aspects of the Dreamcast, like, in it, like, the little orange light. And the little beeping sound it makes when it starts up, which I love, because the Dreamcast did that too.
Yeah, but also the Dreamcast did sound like
and then, you know, they've
take off when you were playing it. It was
true.
Like a big 747 inside your room.
In a little box.
Right. But it was awesome, because Dreamcast
but,
is great.
It's the only thing,
but,
like,
you know, like
when...
Angel still said, they ported...
Go ahead.
They ported Sonic. They ported Sonic 2. Or Sonic Adventure 2.
Yeah.
And then they did Sonic Adventure 1 with the director's cut. Then, you know, they've got Sonic Heroes, and they did Shadow the Hedgehog.
Oh, awesome.
And
game.
Then they've been working on the portable side with all... Oh, yes.
Oh, no,
Shadow,
I mean,
we all love that.
The portable
side,
great.
But, you know, they've been working with... Yeah, because they're all 2D.
Yes, exactly.
Sonic Advance. Yeah, the Sonic Advance games. Did it for the Game Boy Advance.
Well, those
Sonic
were just remakes,
awesome.
Though, right?
And then Sonic...
The Sonic Advance games were just remakes, so...
No, they
like,
weren't. They were actually real games.
Kinda.
Weren't they? I thought they were remakes.
No, they were their own games.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I never played them.
I mean, they had a lot of similar like aspect but levels.
All,
and stuff.
All Sonic game had that though. Always had the green like area of the first level. Then always had
green
like
hell zone. Zone.
I mean, like you know, a forest type mm-hmm. level for the first level. Then like you know, more of like a weird
right.
yeah. But this
and
only
then
thing.
Now they're wait, BioWare is working on yeah Sonic RPG.
Yeah that's wait, really exciting. I actually am excited about that, to be honest.
Yeah.
No, I'm not, because I hate every character besides Sonic, Tails, and Knuckles. And every other character is stupid and horrible character design. And it's just, like, I don't want to see more.
Well, I was one of those kids who read, like, the Sonic comics, because I was very into Sonic. And so, you know, I've got
oh, wow.
all those comics. I have, like... No, but like for me, because I love Sonic, I really do, and just I've been following the story forever, and so you know I know most of the characters, even some of like the lesser known ones, but you know it's kind of nice to see them in stuff like Mario and Sonic
well,
at the Olympics. That was kind of cool.
Well, no, it was.
But
it was really bad, actually.
That's just because you don't like the game.
Oh, well, I know. I mean,
but I'm talking about like seeing the characters.
Well, yeah, it's cool seeing the characters, but I'm not gonna spend $50 on a game to just to have. Oh, yeah, cool characters in it. You know, the game was really bad though.
No, I know, but I'm saying it was nice to see them in there.
No, you don't know because you bought the game.
But, yeah. I mean,
so anyway, what do you guys feel about
Dave,
Mario?
You're all.
That, it's gonna be awesome.
Can't wait for Mario Kart.
Yeah.
Like, no, think about it. Like, if, look,
Mario Kart.
Anyway, we're overshadowing. I think it's going to be overshadowed completely by Brawl.
I do, but I also think that it Mario Kart, it's going to sell eventually.
Well, yeah, Mario Kart will sell, but
gonna be
the only thing
one
is,
that's going to be way so.
Even Double Dash didn't do that good on GameCube. I mean, it did okay, but did not do
it's
as good.
Because Double Dash is off.
Yeah, Double Dash is very bad.
And the GameCube didn't
have... It was much, much slower paced than any
but
of
no,
the other Mario Kart.
It didn't have the user base that the Wii does now, though.
Yeah,
it doesn't
but
have...
still, like, Melee did sell the most, anyway.
Well, yeah. That's the most popular game. I mean... makes sense.
No, but I mean, with the online, I think that's going to be a very big sales booster.
People?
Like, how many is it? 20 or 16?
I think it's 16.
Is it only 8?
Can
no,
you do
I think
so much...
16 up front.
Okay.
Can you really do so much better than what, like, Mario Kart DS was, though? I mean, I know you'll have, the Wii controller as the, you know, the wheel and everything
well,
like that.
Well, I think...
But
I don't even think Mario Kart's about making the gameplay better. They just need to do cool tracks, and there you go. There's... And maybe add some new
right.
characters. And there's your
I mean,
new game.
The wheel controller is not going to be a selling point at all.
No,
you know, that's just another thing they throw in, just like the Wii Zapper. I mean, people may use it, but they're not going to buy the game for the wheel. It's like, oh my god, I have to get this wheel, and Mario Kart comes with it. Awesome! You
but,
know, that's not how it's going to be.
Honestly,
how do you guys think the controls will be for the game?
I mean, it's Nintendo. They're probably going to do a great job.
Way to listen, Laura.
So.
Sorry.
I mean, they've got... I'm kind of wondering if the only option is going to be holding the Wiimote on its side, or if they're going to do like a Brawl thing where you have different kind of controls. I don't know. We'll have to see. I'm sure the main control is going to be the Wiimote.
I think Nintendo, like with the Nintendo games, the new ones that come out, I mean, it's not even like really... You can't question whether the game's going to be good. They always make quality games. The content... Because they don't do the online stuff, and sometimes they skip out on like the multiplayer stuff that... That's what determines if a Nintendo game is really worth it or not.
I hate it on I wonder with the DS version the online they left some of the tracks out. Do you think they'll do that on this one?
Hopefully not. That was stupid. But remember,
that's hated.
Who hacked their DS so we could play all the tracks? Who was it?
Nobody that I remember.
What? Did somebody do that?
I was playing. Maybe it wasn't with you guys. It might have been on a different forum. My better friend.
Oh, wow.
That
thanks,
hit me
Judas.
Right in the heart. Right in the heart.
Are you cheating on us?
Yeah, I am. I'm sorry. Sorry I had to
oh, God.
Come out like this.
Matt, you're killing us.
So,
there was a way to hack your DS. So you could play the online all the courses online.
Interesting.
So, another game.
Here's a nice segue. Wait, Rob. Rob and Mario Kart and Rob and Smash Brothers. Huh? How
is
you
he,
like that?
Is he going to be in Mario Kart? Oh, he was in DS, that's
I'm
right.
I'm sure.
Yeah, he was in DS. I think so.
Right.
I mean,
yeah.
If you already have him in Smash, why not?
I want Snake to be in Mario Kart. That would be awesome.
Snake in Mario Kart, yeah.
And Pac-Man.
Instead of shooting turtle shells, shoot his... No, Pac-Man was in the arcade version of
I know,
Mario
that's
Kart.
Why they should include him in this one.
Mario Kart but Double.
Pac-Man is...
Yeah.
Like
Pac-Man doesn't have any legs.
Damn.
No, so Pac-Man has...
He does.
Legs.
He
yeah, he does.
In the 3D ones, yeah, he does have legs.
They grafted some legs and arms onto him.
He's got legs. Yep.
So,
how about another game?
Metal Gear Solid.
Oh, why don't you talk about Metal Gear Solid?
Let's all talk at once. Metal Gear Solid.
Laura, Metal Gear Solid. That's all you.
That's all you. You're the PS3 lady.
I have
you guys
a PS3
don't.
Too.
Laura.
You guys don't want to get Metal Solid?
I don't want to get a PS3.
I want to get Metal Gear.
No. Just talk about it.
It's probably going to come out for 360, just a couple months after it's released for the
PS3.
Tell
us about it. Go. What are your thoughts? Are you excited?
No, it's
yes,
definitely...
Extremely. That's going to be... That's the game that I'm looking forward to the most this year. I can't wait. And I don't even know when it's coming out. They haven't set a release date. I think it's like... They're thinking June or something like that.
Well,
but it looks like a great game.
You know, at least they... There's no, you know they're not going to switch characters on you this time. Like Metal Gear Solid 2.
Actually, in the last trailer, at the end of the trailer, some guy took off his mask and it was a young Snake.
Yeah, but it's not going to be somebody that...
That's what I'm confused by.
I'm
confused.
Whoa, like, nobody what trailer is this?
Oh, we don't know.
What?
I haven't seen this trailer.
It's
okay.
The latest one.
The guy takes off his mask, and it's a young Snake. Is it another clone, or is it Snake? I'm not sure.
I think this is the game that...
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
I think,
are you talking about the one where he's
three.
Sitting up on top of the statue?
Yeah, then he takes off his mask, and he's young.
And he looks weird in that trailer, doesn't he? I don't think it looks like him.
No, it's him. It's Big Boss. I'll say it's Big Boss.
Dave knows.
Big Boss.
It's him.
I know. I know what he looks like. He had a mullet, and I know.
Well, they all have mullets.
I think this is the game that they're going to... This is going to be like the sequel everyone wanted to Metal Gear Solid 1. Because, you know, Metal Gear Solid 2 was
Raiden.
Like part Snake, and then most of it was Raiden. And everyone's
well,
like,
well, this is the sequel.
And,
this is the sequel to Metal Gear Solid 2.
I know, but I'm saying Metal Gear Solid 3 was just like a prequel thing. And I think this
is
the one where
it's
going to be all Snake, this game. So it's going to be... Yeah, that's what I'm hoping they'll do, because that's what everyone has wanted since Metal Gear Solid 1. And they just going to keep pulling tricks on
us. Screwing you.
From what I've heard, it's going to tie up everything. It's going to explain things that happened in Metal Gear Solid 1 and 2 that we didn't hear about. And it's pretty much going to be the last one, they say. So it's going to tie up everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of like Grand Theft Auto 4. How's
moving
that for a segue?
Oh!
Wow.
That's really bad.
That's great.
That was bad.
Transition.
I
found
the way this Grand Theft Auto 4 is going to tie up all the loose ends brought up before with San Andreas.
I'm actually disappointed about that.
You're going to have all the characters, all the new.
They said that from what I've read, they're not going to have any of the returning characters from the other Grand Theft Auto games in Grand Theft Auto 4, and I would like to see that. I think it would be kind of cool.
It would break what they usually do. I mean, they broke that in San Andreas. I mean, they never really had a returning character.
I don't think the storyline in Grand Theft Auto is that compelling that I really need care that much about seeing other characters.
They had returning characters in every game, didn't they? They had the guy from Grand Theft Auto 3 in Vice City, and then they had didn't you go back to Vice City? Or no, Vice City was in the 80s.
No, in San Andreas, you race against the guy from
You race with Tony.
On three.
Liberty
and three,
with
right?
Tony.
It doesn't really matter. What?
Right.
Who cares? The game's about stealing cars and blowing stuff up. So as long as it does that well.
And sleeping with prostitutes and then running them over and getting your money back.
What do you guys think about?
It's not a fun short line.
They're going to do all this stuff with like cool pedestrian stuff, like make the pedestrians act more realistic, I guess. But we haven't really seen any of it.
You know what? The pedestrian should actually do.
Really?
When you jack the car, they should open up the door and jack you.
What should
you.
They do?
Some of them do that.
Some people do that.
That'd be pretty funny.
No, they only do that.
Yeah, some of them did that in San Andreas.
But
I'm actually disappointed because I read.
No, but like if you jack them, I'll jack you.
I read that there's not going to be any planes in Grand Theft Auto 4.
No, there are.
So you're not going to be able to fly anywhere.
What?
No, they're helicopters. At least helicopters.
No, there's gotta be.
It showed a helicopter.
Yeah, but I like the planes. The planes are more fun.
Well, they haven't revealed. That's what they originally
they
said. No flying things at all. And then they showed us helicopters. So.
Well, I love the planes, so I hope.
I think they're not going to put planes in because of the whole Twin Towers thing in New York. It's too soon. Yeah, too soon.
I actually made the mistake of making a 9/11 joke around one of my teachers from New York, and I think he hated me for the rest of the
really?
Year.
Really? Like people get upset about that now? I mean, it's
yes. it's different when you live around here. It's different when you live around here.
What do you mean live around here? I live around here. I live like maybe 20 minutes away.
I know you live 20 minutes away. I'm just saying though. You're different.
No, it's not that serious anymore.
He means you're Mexican.
What do I mean?
This
I can't
is
have
an issue about race now, Angel.
What do you mean? I can't have janitor friends who were in the building?
Did you have janitor friends in the building?
I had janitor family members in the building.
Hey, really? Guys. Too soon.
Oh, I get it. I understand.
Okay, so Grand Theft Auto 4 is said to have innovative online play, but not half as innovative as the Hello Kitty MMORPG that's coming out later.
Oh my god! That's the segue of the night. Right there! We applaud you, Matt. Oh my god. That is perfect. So yeah, the Hello Kitty MMO.
Wow.
Who's gonna play this?
No,
who's
next
buy?
Topic.
Aside from moving on, all of us.
So,
the screenshot, it's like, it's an isometric, like, it looks like it's from, like, 1997. So.
What do you think is gonna be better? I haven't heard anything about it other than from you guys.
Hello Kitty Online or Dragon Ball Online?
Oh. Well, Dragon Ball
Hello
Online is at least 3D. So at least 3D and
I haven't heard anything about DBZ.
There's a trailer for it now.
Like I've heard.
You have a trailer
really,
for it. Now.
I mean, I've heard that like they're making it. Meh. Whatever.
I've seen some screenshots, and it doesn't look. It's probably gonna be horrible. It's a Korean MMO, but you know, it's at least the characters look like they do in the show, so.
That's good.
Well, it's gonna be a bad game because everyone wants to be a Saiyan, and you probably won't be allowed to be.
It's gonna be the same thing as Star Wars. Everybody wants to be a Jedi.
Well, the
and
thing about the show
then they
is
find out that
everybody's a Jedi.
The thing about the show is that they like started it off that the Super Saiyans only came around what every 2,000 years maybe, I don't know. But then in later the show, everyone's a Super Saiyan. So they kind of, like, that's fine for a game because everyone can be the same.
Yeah, but, like, if you're going to make when you make an MMO or RPG, you do.
Everyone's power level is going to be over 9,000.
Wow, thank you, Adam. I hope you're happy about that right now.
You're welcome.
You know, it stresses, like,
happy.
You know.
I was just waiting for it.
You know, how different everyone can be. But, like, you can't have a class system because everyone's going to be a Saiyan.
You could be
that's all
maybe
be.
Namekian.
You can be almost every race in DBZ. You can be Namekian. Oh. You can be a human. You can
be dumb. Unless you
well, I know it's
going to
be
dragon
dumb because everybody wants to be a Saiyan.
Yeah,
it's going to be dumb because unless you can be either a dragon or a Saiyan, it's pointless.
Yeah. Okay, moving on. StarCraft 2.
No, don't care.
StarCraft 2.
Speaking of Koreans,
are you serious?
This game is just going to be crazy. It's going to be. It's going to sell probably more than any PC game.
Ever.
Ever. Yeah. Besides maybe The Sims, I don't know. I think it's just going to have like ridiculous sales.
Everybody who owns a PC has played StarCraft at one point in their life, except for Laura.
Me. And me. I had never played StarCraft.
I know, but the thing is, StarCraft, most of the people who played it like religiously. I know most of my friends
who
played the game.
You touched the game once and you're like, oh my god.
Yeah, exactly. I've lost it. I think maybe three of my summers
amazing.
Just spent playing that game.
I don't like most real-time strategies, but like Blizzard always does a great job with their RTS.
Well, the thing about Blizzard is they make them so you can play them for years. Like, they don't easily date themselves.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Warcraft 3 came out in like 2003, and it still looks good. Like, it doesn't look bad at all.
Yep. Yeah,
and
there are people who are still playing, you know, each of those.
But they're doing an awesome job of balancing StarCraft 2 now, though.
Adam, you got a lot quieter.
Yeah, you did get a lot quieter.
Did
a lot quieter.
I'll check that out. A lot quieter.
And right, the other big PC game, or Spore, which just got a release date of September 7th.
Yeah, that game looks fun.
Yeah, I think it's the game I've always wanted. I think that and Mass Effect are the two games I've always like dreamed of. And definitely, I mean, we already have Mass Effect and now Spore's coming out, and I think it looks, I mean, I don't really see, from what we've seen, we've been pretty much shown the entire game. And so I don't really understand how they can mess it up. So as long as they release it, it's going to be gold in my eyes.
You know, like, when this game was first announced, I've decided, I'm sorry to say, not really, that I'm making a whole planet of Pokemon. It has to be done, and I'm going to be able to do it. Yeah, I know. I'm going to send all my friends all my little Pokemon, and they're going to battle with their aliens. It's going to be awesome. No, but, I mean, that game is so just, like, mind-blowingly huge. Even if it was bad, I don't understand how it could be, but, you know, it's still got this whole, like, enormity to it. You know, you start out as a single cell, and you can go all the way up to, like, the universe with different galaxies, different planets,
but
different regions, different species, different animals.
What they revealed recently is that you can skip stages, or you can stay in one stage if you want. If you really like the SimCity part of it, or the civilization part, you can just stay there and only do that.
Right.
So I think that's really awesome that they...
Or then you could, like, you could pass it and then come back with, like, another planet or another region with species.
Yeah, and, I mean, there's so many planets that you can start over an infinite number of times, it seems like.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that our galaxy is somewhere in there that you can go to our part and find Earth and stuff, I think is really cool.
And then the whole online content is just, like, you know, another bonus to it, because you can have all of your friends' stuff, you can have random, like, people that you've never seen, so it's just basically a constant influx of different, I don't know, like, downloadable content, I guess you'd call it.
And
so it's basically, you know, never-ending, unless everybody stops playing it.
And the thing is, I mean, the cool thing is it applies to everything, buildings, vehicles, along with creatures and, like, plants and stuff, so it's just ridiculous. Okay, next game.
All right, so,
Final
next
Fantasy.
Game, let's talk about some FF13.
Do we have to talk about that game?
Yes,
what do we have to talk
about it.
What do we have to talk
about? Versus is going to be better than the regular game.
Because it's more like Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah, it's probably going to come out in, like, 2013. Maybe.
That'd be awesome.
Mm-hmm. FF13. Makes sense.
What's with the whole...
How many versions?
they're releasing two different versions, aren't they?
Yeah, Versus is gonna be so much better because it's made. It's two different games.
There's not a mobile cell one.
Yeah, and there's a
mobile cell game too. Yeah, but who cares about?
Right.
That's for the Japanese crowd.
Everybody
in Japan.
Everyone who's Japanese will get that.
But see, what I'm looking for is like seeing how the two games interact with each other, like story wise, because they just look different. I thought they were in the same universe.
They're in the same universe, but their stories are totally different.
So wait, what are these games? Well, that's retarded. I've never heard of these. The two different versions.
Regular 13, Final Fantasy 13 is basically its own. It's my turn. Yeah, it's my its own story. Basically, it's like Final Fantasy 13. It's a mix of 12, which it's a real time battles, but also it brings it back to its active time battle roots of like Final Fantasy 7. So you know, it's real world. So there's no random battles. But it's still choosing attacks and everything like that. 13 Versus is made by the Kingdom Hearts team. So it's going to be like Kingdom Hearts, just badass, basically. You know, with you know, real-time Final battles, Fantasy everything King. Like that, yeah.
And CG's out the ass.
See, and CG's out the ass, yeah, it's like, yeah. Yeah. The compromise for the load time.
That's an interesting topic. Do you guys really think we need CG movies still, with how good in-game graphics are?
Lost Odyssey, I can say because I've been watching Lost Odyssey. There's points, and I mean, I will admit, Lost Odyssey has the best facial expressions I've ever seen in a video game. Like, they're so realistic. But sometimes I'm wondering to myself that am I really seeing a difference between CG and real time? There are some really badass action scenes in Lost Odyssey where you're like, you know, that couldn't be done in regular, you know, regular game graphics, but I think it's coming to a point where if I was just glancing at my TV, I wouldn't be able to tell the difference between the CG and the in-game graphics. But to pull off some of the shots and some of the things that they do is you have to use CG, and also what a lot of people forget is CG. What CG usually does is it's hiding the load times. Usually, it's because if it's loading a new area, it's hiding the load times.
But then, I don't know. I think
another thing is just like CG. CG is basically it's pre-rendered stuff, so it's not something that's happening on the fly. It's like a movie that's already been rendered. They've already scripted it. Everything is already in there, so it's not really something the machine has to think about.
Yeah.
So
it can run it
well.
Know,
that's
loading.
Why it can look better.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. So
I think for a game
and
like-
you know since they have that they can throw in the better graphics, and you know personally I think they still need them. But you're right. It is coming to a point where the discs are getting so large that you can afford to have. Those same graphics in real time.
The other thing is that RPGs have so little work to them because you don't really accomplish anything until you beat the game. I mean, the whole time you're just grinding and leveling up. That the other thing of CG scenes is that they're kind of like payment. I know every time I play an RPG, the cutscenes,
like,
I'm like playing till I get to the next cutscene. And I'm like, oh, I bet there's going to be like this. Like, Final Fantasy X, the only reason why I beat that game is because the cutscenes were so cool.
Yeah, I mean, and don't they, like, advertise that too? Like, 20 minutes of CG.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, so, like, it's a big deal.
Like,
and
it's a movie.
It's pretty much like a tradition for Final Fantasy, isn't it? It's going to be
really.
In every Final Fantasy game.
The only reason why they started doing CGs is that in 7. They had to hide the load times. They couldn't play the game on a CD-based system for the first time without having to have load times going between each area. So to load the areas, usually they threw in the CG videos. And that's the only reason why they would have CG videos, because all the games up to 6 just had regular cutscenes. But I think he's right that I look forward to CG for apparent reason, because they're usually very cool scenes, very action-oriented, very good-looking. But I think it's right though. I mean, I'm not in favor of the whole like HD DVD and Blu-ray wars right now. I don't think it's a...
Well, Blu-ray won, like, I think.
Blu-ray won, yeah. It just won. Yeah, I know. But with Lost Odyssey, it's on four dual-layer DVDs. I mean, I haven't played a game, you know, that game that with that many discs since, you know, PS2 days, you know. I mean, PS1 days.
And the dual layers being 8 gigs each.
Yeah. 9 gigs each.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, 9. Wow.
Nice.
Yeah, it's big.
Wonderful. That's pretty big.
I mean, it would fit on one Blu-ray disc. And I don't think it's a big deal because I always used to love seeing the screen that says please insert disc 2 or please insert disc 3. I'd be like, yeah, I made an accomplishment.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
On 360, though, when you do, like, have to enter a disc 2, you get an achievement point for it. You know? So you're like, hell yeah, you know?
Oh.
Really?
That's pretty cool. You finally get accomplishment for actually always getting that little thing that you always loved about inserting
yes.
the next disc.
That's pretty cool.
That's pretty funny. Okay,
but,
so,
yeah, Versus is going to be right. good, because it's Kingdom Hearts with 13, though.
And
well,
it looks
let's
like...
Let's talk a little bit about,
no
before
Yoda
we go
versus
to the next game, let's talk about Kingdom Hearts a little bit.
Oh, I had a good
that.
Segue planned
Let's
out.
Let's talk a little bit about
ruining that.
Yeah, you ruined the segue, man.
We'll save it. We'll save.
No. Now it's ruined. It's completely ruined.
Kingdom Hearts. How many? Yeah. Okay, that's fine. It's ruined. It's gone. Done. It's done. Kingdom Hearts.
Oh, how?
What about?
So, how many are there? There's like four or five.
Yeah, there's, we don't know anything. Like
we'll
literally.
Glance over.
There's two mobile games. That's going to be. There's going to be a DS game and a PSP game. And they both have really nothing to do with a new Kingdom Hearts. There's no announcement for a PS3 or any game yet.
I like the first two. I mean,
sure.
I thought they were good. But
I loved two. I thought the actions in two was awesome.
Two is one of my favorite.
The only thing I didn't like about two is the levels just becoming really linear. To the point where in the first one you had to like kind of explore for the treasure chest sometimes. In two, they were just there. I don't know. It wasn't that much of a drawback, but it was kind of a letdown.
I hated the Little Mermaid levels in two.
I loved those songs.
Yeah,
I don't mind the Little Mermaid levels.
They were a lot better in one, I thought. I mean, it felt like there wasn't really a point to them in two, other than just like
when they announced that they were doing it again. Like most people, are like, why the hell did he do that again? You know,
wait, they're doing that
wasn't
again.
Wasn't enough in one?
Yeah,
but
he's saying before two came out.
Oh, but they did such an awesome job with the battles in Kingdom Hearts 2, though. You know, the drive modes and the way Sora moved. It was amazing, and it was really cool. And that's what I'm saying. If you love Kingdom Hearts, you're gonna love Final Fantasy 13 Versus because it's what basically.
Yeah, I think so.
We're not getting
Kingdom
Hearts.
The reason I like Kingdom Hearts so much is because of the Disney characters. I mean, that's
the
real draw for me.
I mean, the story is good. I like the Kingdom Hearts story, but I really like any RPG. I'm a sucker for like Japanese RPG stories for some reason. They're so cliche for all the time, but I always get sucked into them for some apparent reason.
I like Mickey Mouse.
Thanks, Laura.
The king.
Way to participate. I like Mickey Mouse.
I like Mickey Mouse. You know,
Matt,
actually,
how can you set this up for your next segue?
Just before we segue away from this, just want to quickly mention that the PSP game is actually has to do with the three characters introduced at the end of that CG trailer.
Yeah, but that's what I'm trying to say, though. Like,
right.
We're not going to have any Kingdom Hearts game that continues the story of Sora, though. That's
not but explains those three characters, I'm pretty sure.
Not yet.
So I'm pretty sure that's important.
Right.
I have no
it's
segue.
Like, they're going back. No segue?
No, so, but...
All right,
game,
well then let's just talk.
Xbox has Yoda, PS3 has Vader. That's the big... That's the big
PS3.
Thing.
That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
It's so
they're just... Oh, God.
How do you block a light?
They're destroying Soul Calibur.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, really okay, the reasoning behind that is that... Oh, God, I forgot what it was. Somebody
Yoda's
explained it
green.
To me. It's like
Yoda's green.
The reason the lightsabers No, no. Like, the reason the lightsabers can't cut through things is because, like, on Earth, like, the lightsabers lose some of their power, soul edge, and some souls
are
over, like...
Come on.
Here we go.
It's something ridiculous. I don't remember.
But the thing was...
And just, like, on top of that, if they end up giving Yoda and Vader stories, like, to try to fit them into the Soul Calibur universe, it's just going to kill it. Because, I mean, even in 2... Like, when they tried to incorporate, like, Link and Son and Heihachi, you know, it was almost believable
because
you can see those characters during that time. Right, exactly. That's what I'm saying. But Vader and Yoda, I mean, even if you have the argument of this is happening, like, you know, long, long time ago in a galaxy far away, therefore it could be during our medieval time. During our medieval time, you know,
how the hell do they
they're not. It's the future. Yeah.
Yeah, it's
but
stupid.
I mean Soul Calibur's story is just so shaky to begin with. And now they're just like throwing this in, it's like, oh my god. Please destroy this story even more.
But off that topic, if you had a PS3 and a 360 and you had to get one version of the game, which one would you get?
360 because of the online play.
I really don't care about Yoda.
So it just comes down to the online play. And
I'm having such a hard time trying to choose which one I want to get though, because I have a 360, I have a PS3. I want Vader, but I want 360 because I enjoy playing on my 360 a lot more than I enjoy playing on my PS3.
Actually, I would actually wait up on who would get more downloadable.
That's got a good point though.
And yeah, that's a good point. And I mean, are you going to play as Yoda or Vader that much?
I might.
Because what if Vader ends up being a crap character that doesn't fit your playstyle at all?
Yeah, kind of like the Spartan from DOA.
How is that that Darth Vader is awesome?
There's another great crossover. They just really like in fighting games. Apparently, this
room. See, that was just a selling point. That was just a selling point because you know it was one of the big launch titles for 360.
So
Halo and DOA. Hey, everybody. Yeah, but, I mean, with the PS3 and 360 Soul Calibur, it's just like, you know, what's the point? Why are you doing this to my game? I don't understand. I mean, it's cool and everything, but it's just so out of place.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I think everybody enjoyed Soul Calibur 3 so much, because it was back to its roots, you know. You know, they did so much with 3, with the, you know...
Right, nobody was thrown in there.
Yeah, no, we were thrown in there. Actually, you know, Chuck Norris was thrown in there, but people made Chuck Norris, you know, so.
Yeah.
Well, right. That wasn't...
With his roundhouse.
That wasn't part of the game. And Hitler. And whoever else people made. They made Mario and Luigi. I saw some of those.
Well...
Hitler versus Chuck Norris. Roundhouse kick. Game.
Yeah, that was funny.
That, I think, that covers it for games. And we've been going for a long time.
Yes, let's move on to entertainment.
Yeah, it's been about an hour.
Heath Ledger!
So, should we do a recap of 07?
No.
Or have we covered that pretty thoroughly?
Don't worry.
No, I think we covered it.
Let's move on to movies in that case. Rambo is the first on our list.
Rambo was awesome.
I personally have not seen this movie yet, so I can't really say anything about it.
It's good.
You're not a
Who's
man.
Seen it?
You're not a man if you haven't seen it.
It's good?
No, it's good.
It's gore and testosterone in one movie.
And it makes and the story makes sense. Like it's not like stupid. You know, it's enjoyable.
He goes in and kills people. That's it.
Basically, it. There's nothing. There's no extreme. And it's good. It's a good time. It's not the greatest movie of all time you'll see, but you know what? For the $10 that you spend to see it, it's well spent. You get a good popcorn flick to see.
I saw. Diary of the
Dead
last
night. Take your girlfriend to it for Valentine's Day.
Diary
of the Dead was horrible.
Now, what is this about?
Yeah, what is that about?
It's the new. it's a new George Romero zombie movie. It's a complete reboot. Like it.
Oh, that's right.
I heard about this.
It re-explains the zombie beginning, and it's about these kids are like filming a horror movie.
It's like
and
Cloverfield
it just so happens,
with zombies, right?
No, it. It really isn't like Cloverfield because they're setting out to actually make this a documentary, like because the kid is such like an a great. Asshole. He wants to be such a great filmmaker, and they're trying
get
to.
Then yes, he does. Around with the camera on.
No, but seriously, it has like the worst script I've ever seen in a movie, in like a Hollywood movie, besides like Uwe Boll movies or something. But it's just like it's
Far
ridiculously
cry.
Bad. Oh my! There's like this really cliched like English professor who's always drinking, and he just like spouts wisdom. Like little, like he just says like
aye,
he picks up a
aye,
gun.
Aye.
He picks up a gun and shoots a zombie, and he like hands it to one of the kids, and is like, "It's too easy to use one of these things." just like ridiculous. He's always drinking bourbon, and I think
so it was bad.
But it was hilariously bad. Like I was laughing through pretty much the entire movie. And so I had a good time, but really just, it's very bad.
So should we see it?
If you like bad zombie movies, I'd say go ahead and see it. But it does have, it has a really awesome character. He's a deaf Amish guy named Samuel, and he kills zombies with dynamite, which is a really awesome scene.
Nice.
I think his is the only good part in the movie.
I still think the best zombie movie I've ever seen was Dead Alive.
Dead Alive is awesome.
Dead Alive. I mean, Lawnmower. That end the game right there.
Alright, so, Cloverfield.
Cloverfield. I like Cloverfield.
Was it what you all expected it to be?
I liked it. It was fun.
Well, I didn't really know what to expect, so I thought it was for what it was.
That's the only thing I said about it, is that people like hyped it up. There was nothing to really hype it up. I knew nothing about the movie going into it, and basically I took it as it was when I watched the movie theater. I thought it was a good movie.
Yeah, me too.
Well, for me, you know, I thought the advertisement for it was just great. I mean, it was very unique,
the way
they advertised
the best way
it with their first
not
trailer.
Anybody about it.
Nobody Right. Nobody knew what it was. It looks very, you know, Blair Witch-ish, which it turned out to be. But, you know, I've made movies before, and so I think for me, I was looking at a lot of the stuff just, like, from a filmmaker stance. And, you know, like, all of my movies that I've done are handheld. So I was really looking at that a lot, and I noticed a lot of things that, you know, They weren't really realistic, you know. Like, one of the main things is that, what's
camera,
his name, HUD?
How long it lasted.
The person who's holding the camera. Right. Well, no. But just, like, most of the time, the camera was, like, off to the side and, like, down near his hip or his chest. And, you know, nobody would hold a camera like that. Even during, like, the party scene, you know, like, people were looking at him rather than looking at the camera. And, like, the camera's just off to the side. And,
yeah, you're usually holding the camera right up.
But then there are, like, a few parts that are just... Right. Yeah. And then there are, like, a few parts that, you know, with jets flying over your head when you're, like, 55 stories off the ground on a building that's, like, falling over, leaning on another building, I don't think you're going to be holding the camera as steady as he was. What? You know, climbing down the building, too. And then when he gets scooped up by the monster and, like, the camera falls to the ground... And, you know, it somehow still survives
the camera,
I don't know, 100 foot.
Dude, the thing that the camera survived a nuclear explosion.
The nuclear holocaust, yeah.
I think it's a good
right.
camera.
So it's obviously just like
that was
the Hercules camera.
About Diary.
Yeah, that's the first thing I said once the movie was over. I was like, I want to know who makes that camera. Because I want it.
I gotta say something about Diary of the Dead. In Diary of the Dead, apparently nobody involved in the movie knew how computers work. So when people are, like, video chatting and stuff, the video constantly breaks up with, like TV static. And it, like, fades out like you're watching a TV. And I just thought it was hilarious. Because you know how Cloverfield, like, when the camera would get dropped, it would glitch out. In Diary of the Dead, would, like, fade like a TV. Like, it was like... I just thought it was pretty funny. It's like nobody's ever used technology.
Speaking of the glitches in Cloverfield, I really liked how they did that. It's just that they didn't do it often enough, I didn't think. It was just like maybe two or three parts, if I remember correctly. But they're really well done because what they displayed on screen is what it would actually look like if a camera were to, like, get hit really hard or glitch like that.
Well, another thing
about the movie is that so many things are just way too convenient. Like, off the top of my head, you know, why the head of the Statue of Liberty falls right in front of the people who were watching.
Why the monster
goes up and grabs their helicopter after it's been nuked. And during that scene, too, you know, the monster is, like, I don't know, maybe 10 stories high with these, like, 50-story skyscrapers. And the helicopter is above those skyscrapers, and then all of a sudden it just jumps up and grabs them. Oh, hello! I'm suddenly, like, 10 times my original height.
How do you do that? Yeah, that was kind of stupid, actually.
And then
but
in the next scene, he's back down to, like, 4 feet. It's a little baby monster in the next scene.
Yeah.
And then when he scoops up HUD, you know, like, they've got the other two characters right behind him, and why he would go for one instead of the other, or just not, like, all of them. He just kind of munches on HUD, drops him, and then scurries off to do his bidding.
If you actually watch it in slow motion, he actually bites off his legs, and that's why HUD falls down. Because the part that was sticking out of his mouth actually fell out.
You hear a big crunch.
Still.
Yeah. Actually, they released a manga. They released a manga for it, and
really,
it's what happens before Cloverfield, and actually explains what the monster is. The monster is actually a baby, and what happens is a satellite fell into the ocean. You know how they said the satellite went missing?
Right, we saw that at the end of the movie.
The satellite fell in the ocean.
What happened is last scene.
They went to retrieve the satellite, and they woke up the monster. Which was sleeping at the bottom.
Right.
It's a baby, and it's scared, and it's just, like, running around, you know, because things are shooting at it.
The sequel to Cloverfield is going to be basically a retelling of the same story from a different perspective. Supposedly, like, during the bridge scene, you can see another person holding a camera. Right, and it's going to be that person's perspective and, like, their story.
Is that for sure?
So I guess we'll just get, you know,
I heard,
like,
it could be like that.
No, I don't know.
I was reading IGN and they said that it...
That's what I've heard.
That it could end up being like that. Like, they were interviewing, I think, the director or whatever, and he said that, remember that...
Mm-hmm. Should they continue the story, though? I mean, I want to know what happened. I know the monster didn't die, because at the end...
Of course. It's not a one movie thing. It's meant series.
I would like not a retelling like of someone else's perspective of the story, because that would be stupid. Because we kind of know what happened, so, like, I don't care what happened
to
that guy.
Monster comes in, knocks a couple buildings over, and gets mad.
Yeah, it's like, oh, this guy goes to save his wife this time, not his girlfriend, from another B&E place skyscraper.
I don't really like. But
it's really smart friend that knows how to work a camera.
After all the crap that they went through, like, you know, going to save her, you know, I really think she would have been dead already. I don't know how they pulled her out of that rebar without, like, damaging any internal organs at all.
She was running around. She was running around fine afterwards.
I was really surprised they didn't even try
to fake that she was still hurt.
I mean, you know, considering
She was on the brink of death when they found her.
Yeah, the massive blood loss she would have.
A couple hours, the thing was right through, probably her lung, I would think. That's where it was located. I mean, either her lung or near her heart. Her ribs would have been broken. Her one of her lungs would probably been damaged, so she wouldn't have been able to breathe very well at all. I mean, I don't know how she was, and they pulled her out of the rebar. I mean, that would just tore away.
She was in love.
she survived.
Good call.
Yeah.
Well,
but I would rather have a sequel that's like a real movie.
What happens next? You think they should do that?
I think so. I think the audience deserves a real movie. I mean, from getting what they got, I was a little let down a little bit because it was just a retelling. I want to know what I want to know what actually happens afterwards.
You want to find out you want to see it in a third person perspective, everything like that.
Yeah, in a movie, and I'm pretty sure they can do it. I mean, they can write dialogue well. It all seemed real. So I'm pretty sure these people
pull it. I will say that, though. The movie felt really, really real when I was watching it, though. Like, it really, like, you know, of,
no.
of course, well, I'm not saying you're not.
I have to disagree.
Well, you're trying to pinpoint, but I'm trying to say, though, like, some overall, of the scenes felt, some the way, the perspective that you were looking at, it felt so, like, immersed, though. Like, holy crap, you know, like some parts I was like, wow,
this
is crazy.
The movie. Like, that's how real it was. I thought it. I
thought I was holding the camera.
Yeah.
When
I thought I
Hud died, I died a little inside.
I know that was kind of unexpected.
When
though.
When the monster ate him, it hurt.
It hurt me.
My legs broke.
Enough about Cloverfield.
Moving on.
Indiana
Batman.
Jones.
No.
Let's
Batman
move on
Indiana
to
Jones.
Indiana Jones.
Okay.
Indiana Jones first.
Did everybody see the trailer?
I don't know too much about Indy. What trailer?
The new one.
The only trailer.
No, I've not seen it. No, I've
not
seen
it. Looks good. I think it looks
excellent.
No, I
haven't seen it.
I'll get it for you.
I'm really excited because Indiana Jones is one of my favorite series.
Oh, it looks so funny, though. I can't wait for this at all. I love Harrison Ford. I mean, he looks so good for 65. I swear.
Wow. Now, we discovered a lot
okay,
of this
okay,
podcast.
Not gay. Okay, I'm sorry.
You just call no homo for you call it, say that. No homo, guys. But Harrison Ford is banging for 65. No homo.
Oh, my God. He is totally.
Okay, well, you
So
watch,
I don't really know
well, you
like,
watch that
anything
trailer.
About this movie other than it's coming out.
Well, there's not. Basically, it's the
yep.
same thing. He goes to a temple or something and fights people. It just
digs for stuff.
It's just Indiana
from the trailer.
Jones.
It's, nice,
of death.
It's nice to know that they haven't changed anything because there was nothing really wrong with Indiana Jones. Mm-hmm. So,
I would like to
right.
see Sean Connery in it.
Right.
He said he's not.
just for like a split second.
Doesn't Shia play his son in this one?
Yes.
No.
And
no,
I like
not,
yep, I like him
actually,
a lot.
It's not his son. It's not his son.
Oh no!
It's just some other kid.
No.
What?
It's just
I
another
thought it was
one
son.
Of his little sidekicks.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
No, I thought they said it was his son, and the mom was the lady from the first movie.
I thought
well,
it was,
they,
too.
That's what they everybody was thinking, but that's not it. It's just one of his sidekicks, like
huh.
like
oh,
a little Japanese kid
interesting.
In Indiana, too.
Well, that's kind of dumb.
Yeah,
that's not
yeah.
really dumb.
All right, so let's move on to Batman. Batman the Dark Knight, Heath Ledger.
Heath Ledger.
Looks like it would have made a shitload of money
yeah.
for Heath Ledger.
Yeah.
But you, mm-hmm. I mean, he's going to be awesome in this movie, I think. He looks like he's going to be so good.
He was
you know,
awesome
you know,
in
after,
that movie.
You know, yep. after giving it really hard for
Oh, Dave. No.
If only he would have died in 9/11.
No, but it's a shame, though.
not really.
But
yes.
the movie is going
badass.
To be very good.
Yes.
It looks like it is at least. Mm-hmm.
Well, even though Heath Ledger's dead, I will say that the parts I've seen of him playing the Joker so far have been incredible.
Yeah, I like because it's like
filmed
it. Definitely.
He filmed it before he died. So
yeah.
Him being dead had nothing yes. to do with his performance.
No,
I'm just saying
this is
they would have to have filmed it before he died, wouldn't they?
No, they probably
well,
his corpse.
Aren't they
and
trying to end the other movie who's filming?
Not with the diary.
See
dead.
The rest of them.
Yeah, no, they're gonna have like a part where like he gets like magically altered to a different form or something like that.
I heard yeah, in that the movie he was filming before he died, the guy's gonna CG the rest of the movie with him, and I was like, wow.
I don't understand.
Is he gonna be played by Ahmed Best? The guy
I
who
heard
played
they were
Jojo
going
Binks?
To like. I heard they were going to make him go through, like, some kind of magic, like, I don't remember, something magical, and then somebody else is going to play.
Yeah, that's why
like
I heard,
somebody can be different.
That's why
like
I
Tom Cruise.
Yeah. Oh. Why not Jake Gyllenhaal? I mean, he's Ledger by insertion.
Oh.
yeah, so no Brokeback 2.
No, okay, yeah, I'm very bad. Sad for that.
I was looking forward to it.
I can't well, quit you.
Yeah.
I guess he finally did.
He quit him. Oh, that was harsh.
Oh, that's
too
awful.
Soon? Too soon.
Why would you say that?
Not
too
soon enough.
Too soon.
not soon enough.
You just offended millions of Heath Ledger fans that are going to
continue on.
I think that's it.
Oh yes, the millions of them.
Yeah, I think that's about it.
No, let's continue on to Hancock.
Years. Nobody cares
it's
about that
Hancock.
Movie.
Seriously.
Hancock.
It's Hancock.
Hancock, not hand. Not hand. It's just H-A-N. No D. No D at the end, people. Hancock.
It's not Hancock.
So I haven't even heard of this movie.
That's the porn movie.
It's a movie where Will Smith plays a superhero.
He's a bum, though.
He's a bum superhero.
He's a bum,
yeah. It looks kind of interesting.
The ending looked really funny when he tossed a whale into the ocean.
Yeah,
that was great.
I doubt the movie's going to be good. I'm sorry.
I don't know.
I mean,
I think a lot of the movies that Will Smith touches is usually really good, though. I will say that.
Yeah, you know, like Wild Wild West.
I like Wild Wild West, okay? The Wild Wild West.
Well, did you guys like I Am Legend?
Yeah, I like
I
Am
didn't
Legend.
See it.
I like
Great. Yes. Great. I like that a lot, actually. It
I
was
think
very
this one
good.
Is going to be good. It looks like it's going to be good. When does it come out?
I like Will Smith.
In the summer,
I think.
I think
he's a good actor.
I think the summer is going
to
be really,
he's gotten
really
better,
good
definitely.
Movies.
Yeah, it's not the year sequels like last year.
When does the new Batman come out?
May, right?
I don't know. May? I don't know.
So, Michael Bay has been writing Transformers 2.
I heard the first one was
really
refused to see it.
You
still haven't seen it?
The first one was awesome.
No,
the first one was awesome.
I loved it.
The first one was awesome. What are you talking about?
It was very good.
Transformers only exist in my memories to me. They don't. The new cartoon looks really bad. The movie looked really bad.
Movie was awesome.
Well, you're just a godless heathen. I'm sorry.
No, I refused to see the movie.
No, he didn't see the movie. That's the whole point.
You're the movie.
You're so crazy.
You're silly.
Say it.
just see it. I mean, it won't kill you.
Yes,
I'm pretty sure you've
it
seen
might.
Shittier movies. No, you've seen shittier movies. I mean it's okay.
Yes, you've seen shittier movies.
You see Diary of the Dead. Are you joking?
I didn't grow up playing with Diary of the Dead action figures.
Dude, I grew up with
it's not going to make you hate yourself. Because you don't like it's not going to make you go like, oh my god, I can't even look at another Transformer.
My child has been destroyed.
Cake is a lie.
I don't want to associate Transformers in my mind.
The cake is not a lie. The cake was there the whole time.
I grew up with Transformers too, but I thought the movie was fantastic.
That's the reason why I grew up with Shia LaBeouf in Indy, because he's such an amazing character.
The girl, however, was not very good. I didn't like her.
No, she's horribly sucked in acting. She's so hot.
She's good.
You're overlooking Anthony Anderson,
who
was the best part.
Nobody cared about the acting, okay?
She was there for the eye candy, and she did that job very well.
Yeah.
Very well.
They did a number with her eyes, though.
Did she do well?
Very, very.
Did she do a good job, Laura?
Did she
do a good job?
Did she what?
Did she do a good job?
Yes, she did.
Was she good?
Doing what?
Being
a whore?
Exactly.
Yeah, she did a great job.
Right answer, Laura.
But Adam, were you saying something about her eyes?
Yeah, because Adam's the only one that actually noticed her eyes.
Come on, Adam. I'm a girl, and I notice more than her eyes. Come on.
Not surprising.
Now your game on the board makes a lot more sense, Adam.
You're that.
Come on, Gay Spice. Let's go.
No, I like
it. Get with it.
Should we end on that note right there?
I think we should end it here. This is.
I think we should. All right, guys. So that went on a lot longer than we expected.
Yeah, thank you.
But
I'll talk to you all next week.
Hope we can think of some more topics since we covered everything so very thoroughly. We'll try to do this weekly. Try to come up with new topics. Try to keep same people. Have some guests here and there. Maybe have some musics by some of the users on our board. And by the way, just like a quick aside, the reason this is called the working title is because we all came from the Zelda working title board on GameFAQs, which was established like, I don't know, 2 years ago maybe? So that's really how long we've all known each other. And so, you know, we stayed there for a really long time. We had a great time. More than 2 years?
Yeah, more than 2 years.
Anyways, so it was finally named. You know, all the stuff was coming out. You know, the first few trailers. This is Twilight Princess, by the way. So by that time, it was named Twilight Princess. Then there were tons and tons of people coming into the board. They changed the name. You know, there were just posts everywhere about nonsense, like there always is when games are coming out. Nobody knows anything. So eventually, we created our own board on Pro Boards. And so we all just kind of migrated there, you know, like 50 of us or so. And now we're actually at a different board on Pro Boards, but it's all the same. Right. It's all the same people, you know, we always talk to each other. We really don't talk about Zelda all that much. I mean, we do from time to time, but we basically talk about, what we talk about in this podcast. You know, just like games overall, entertainment, music, movies, art, you know. It's just a collection of us who basically have the same interests, and it's a board, so we all talk from time to time. And in case any of you are interested and aren't already at our board, the website name is http://www.ztpsocialboard.proboards54.com. So come visit us. It'd be very nice to have some new users, see some new faces. And so unless someone else has something to say, I think we're done here.
We're done.
Have a good
night. I like Mickey.
See you guys.
Like Mickey. All right. And with that note, we'll end. All right. See you guys later. Thanks for listening. I'll show you my face.